This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hello, we're here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Grudge.
Today, we'll talk about how one personal upgrade sometimes leads to another upgrade, and I'll describe my realization about something I love about Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, and Mad Men. But first up, Elizabeth, something making us more happier, and this week, it's a double.
Yes, it's the same thing as making both of us more happier,
yes.
Which is we got to hang out together in Los Angeles.
Yes, and we did not get to spend that much time together, but we squeezed in many of our favorite things. We went to Fryman Canyon the day I arrived. We put on our sunscreen and set off for a hike.
Yes, so I was very happy. I got to add, you know, another notch to my 50.
Yes, and I saw you record it. We got our outside 23 and 23. And it was such a different look because every time I've done it with you before, it's been kind of brown. And this time it was so green. It was completely transformed.
Yes. The rain has made such a huge difference. It's funny because there's this huge view there, but in parts of it, you can't even see the view because now it's so grown.
Yeah. So leafy.
It's really fun to see it like that.
Well, and I also got to have an In-N-Out burger, which is like a very LA chain, which I'd heard about, but I'd never eaten.
Yeah,
delicious.
So that was your first In-N-Out. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah. That is major. In-N-Out burger is like the LA institution.
Yes, I felt so. We got that in. I had met Nacho before, but I'd never met Daisy. And oh my gosh, they are the most enthusiastic dogs of all time.
I know, though, Gretchen, you being here made me realize, like, we really need to up our training because they were jumping on you nonstop, but they are so cute.
They are hilarious. I've got to say, there is just something about the corgi. There's just an expressiveness and the way they kind of waddle around. Right. The thing that's crazy is they can jump. How do they jump? They are so low to the ground. It astonished me every time I saw one of them jump, but they can jump high.
I know. And they can run so fast.
People are
shocked by how fast they can run on those.
Yeah, they do
short
not look like
legs.
They are built for speed, but
no.
They do it.
That was fun. And then Gretchen, we have been talking about this for weeks. Would we or would we not do any clutter clearing in my office? Because of course I've been saying, I mean, for definitely months that I need to clear clutter. And you've been saying, well, maybe when I'm there. And I kept going, oh, I don't think we're going to have time. We're going to be too busy. You have too many book events. But we did do a clutter clearing session the morning that you left.
If I can get the link, I will post it in the show notes because I did a time lapse. So you can see it. We didn't have that much time, but Elizabeth, of course, I was licking my chops the whole time because your clutter is so easy. Yeah. Your clutter is not emotionally complicated clutter. It's like here's a box for something that I don't need anymore. Let's put it in the recycling. Or here's some books stacked up on a desk. Let's put them on a shelf. It's just very low hanging fruit. And so I get such a charge out of it. So yes, you were very gracious. And even though it was early in the morning before I had to leave to get my train to San Diego, you were like, okay, let's get our cups of coffee and let's do this thing.
And it was great.
And we got a lot done.
Yes. So thank you, because my desk now looks so much better, and my treadmill desk. The whole office has a totally different feel. So I thank you for that. Hopefully I can keep it up and even keep it going further, because there's a lot more that can be done with Adam's side of the office. So hopefully this will motivate him to also take part.
Well, and one thing that was so nice is you, Adam, and Jack all came to my event at, you know, the Moss Theater, the LA Live Talks. And so that was so fun to have you there.
Oh, yeah. I love seeing you do your thing. That was really fun. You had on this gorgeous green dress. Is there a picture of it online? People should look.
Yeah, I'll post a
gorgeous dress.
I felt like with this book, I really wanted to wear color. So a lot of my outfits have a lot of color.
Yeah, I love really that dress. In fact, we're going to talk more about what you're wearing coming up in this episode.
Ooh, nice
teaser.
Segue.
Teaser.
Teaser.
All right. Speaking of what you're wearing coming up, I'm going to ask you about what you've been wearing, Gretch. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have been meaning to ask you, Gretchen, so I got to back this up by saying that something on your 23 for 23 list was wear makeup every day. Yeah. And you'd had that on your list before, but hadn't followed through. And you said, this year, I'm really going to wear makeup every day. Yeah. And you have been wearing makeup every day. And the thing that I've noticed that I wanted to ask you about is that I see you on video. So I see what you're wearing, you know, a few times a week. And looks to me, between when I see you on video and also, you know, your TikToks and various social media things, that you are dressing what I would call dressing up a lot. Normally, you wear yoga clothes, yoga pants, and a t-shirt 24/7, unless you're really going to an event.
Right.
But that seems different.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm glad you noticed, or I'm impressed you noticed. I definitely have been wearing makeup every day. And one of it is I am trying to do more videos and photographs. And I realized that one of the reasons that I didn't do it was because if I felt like, oh, I needed to spruce up a little bit. Because you could say, oh, be natural, whatever. But still, if you're doing something, it's nice to have. I find I like to have a little makeup on. And partly because of that, and Alyssa, I mean, you know how unexpected this is. I have had this just like desire to up my game. And I don't know if one is the consequence of the other or they're both related to the same change in what I want, but I definitely feel like putting together an outfit more or a desire to upgrade. Or like one thing I've done is do you ever have this where you have a sweater and you don't really wear it, but you downgrade it in your mind from being like a going out to lunch with a friend to like sort of just down a level.
Like to the grocery store.
Yeah. So I did that with some of my clothes. So my sort of around the house stuff is nicer. And I'm actually wearing it more because now I'm using it for the correct purpose. Whereas I wasn't wearing it, I don't know. I feel like there's sort of, in my mind, there's like different grades. And if I move something from one grade to another, sometimes I wear it more. And so I think that's part of what you're seeing is that it's it's nicer clothes that I'm actually wearing instead of wearing my horrible stretched out ancient hoodie.
Right.
I'm wearing something that was actually pretty nice, but not nice enough to wear, go out to a nice lunch with a friend.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, it's funny because even when we went to your event, I'm inspired by your nice dressing because you'll send me pictures of your outfits and whatnot. So like when we went to your event, I wore a suit, a full like yes. jacket and pants suit.
Yes.
That I had gotten before the pandemic, Gretch, and it was like then the pandemic hit. And so I never went to another meeting basically again. And I thought, well, I'm never going to wear this suit. But I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to this event. Why don't I wear a suit? Like normally, maybe I would have worn jeans and sweater. But instead, I said, you know what? I'm going to wear my full-on suit. And it felt so good.
Oh, that's great. I didn't realize that that was, we didn't have a chance to talk about the backstory of your outfit. It looked great. Yeah, wasn't that a kind of a stress reaction you had for a while? You would buy blazers?
Yes, I buy, when I'm really stressed, I'll buy conservative clothes. So I do have several blazers. And remember, I had on my list that I wanted to wear blazers once a month or something.
Right,
and then
yes.
the pandemic hit and that just went totally out the window.
But the way you were wearing it to the event was very stylish. It looked like a going out outfit.
Well,
we were both like very pulled together.
Yes.
Whereas, of course, when we were clearing clutter, we were in a complete other mode, which
yes.
we also enjoy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really finding it fun. And I've done a lot of thinking, again, with these like gradations of my closet. I've been trying to, and like my big epiphany about why there were certain blouses that I was never wearing because I didn't like the way they felt. I'm really trying to not just get rid of things that I don't wear, you know, donate clothes that I don't wear, but really try to understand better why do I wear what I wear and why don't I wear what I don't wear so I make fewer mistakes. And just, and mom told me something that is so true for me. She said, some people like to have a lot of options. You like to have a few things you wear over and over. And that is really true. And so I'm also trying to do that, which is wear the same things over and over and over, but have them be things that I really like and that are really pulled together. So I think that's also what you're seeing.
Well, I have a question for you. Speaking of mom. So mom is someone who likes to wear a nice outfit every day. She looks
great. All the time.
Right?
Yeah.
She likes it. I think it puts her in a better mood. She enjoys it. So here is my big question for you. Are you happier, do you think, wearing makeup and wearing a nice outfit?
I think wearing makeup, I'm not sure that it makes me happier, but it makes me more ready and willing to do things that I am eager to do. So it makes my life easier. And also, I don't like making choices. I don't like decision fatigue. So it's easier just to put it on and be done with it and like work it into my morning routine when it's convenient and then have it be done, rather than to be like, should I or shouldn't I?
Okay.
So for me, I feel like it's just easier to do it than worry about it. So it makes me happier in that it eliminates decision fatigue and then it's just done. With the outfits, I'm not like mom. If I'm just hanging around the apartment, I still am wearing. But if I'm even slightly doing anything, like it used to be if I went to my book group, a lot of times I'd be like, oh, these people, they've seen me a thousand times. Like, I don't need to put on a nice outfit for them.
Yeah.
But now I feel like putting on a nice outfit. I'm like, it would be fun to put on a nice outfit. So in that way, it makes me happier because I feel like there's a pleasure in the creativity or like I'm really excited to put that on. That in the past, I would have this lassitude. Like, I'll get away with it if I can.
Interesting. Well, I'm very inspired by this. I'm taking notes here, Gretch.
All right. Maybe it'll be catching. Just
wouldn't
the way
mom
I
be happy
from
if,
you.
If we oh, both started yes. wearing nice
No, outfits. And I can just hear mom in her brain, she's thinking, I don't know why you two girls just like don't get up and put on a nice outfit. I mean, to her, she's just mystified.
I know.
Baffled. Why is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay, Gretch, what is this week's spotlight on a tool?
Okay, well, this is something that is very helpful for us, but it's also helpful generally, which is if you listen to podcasts at all, you will often hear the hosts talk about rate, review, and follow. And that's because it really does help other people to find a show, because if something has ratings and reviews, people are more likely to try it. And then if they try it, they're more likely to listen to it and enjoy it. And so it is really an easy thing that you can do to help out a show that you enjoy. Like I try to do it for shows now, just as a matter of course, it's just part of audience participation. But if you don't know how to do it, it can be a little confusing the first couple times. It's not hard, but it's not necessarily that straightforward. So if you go to happiercast.com/rating, There's updated instructions about how to do it. And there's also videos now showing you what to do. And of course, we would love it if you did it for Happier, but this is for any podcast that you like. And so it's just one of these, if you're also looking for kind of a very minor good deed,
yes.
To make you feel like you're doing something nice to support somebody, this is something you can do. So again, that's happiercast.com/rating.
Yes, it can be confusing. So follow those directions.
So many things, once you know how to do it, you're like, oh, this is so simple. But until you've figured it out, it's confusing.
All right, Gretch, coming up, we're going to talk about some quality screen time. But first, this break.
There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase.
Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The farmer's dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog Barnaby loves the farmer's dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
All right, Gretchen, so you have been doing quite a bit of TV watching recently. You're watching Better Call Saul with Jamie, which has several seasons.
Yes.
And you had an epiphany about the kind of TV you like.
Yeah, so Elizabeth, recently we watched Breaking Bad and, of course, loved Breaking Bad. Immediately started Better Call Saul the minute we finished Breaking Bad. It was so satisfying that you're like, oh my gosh, we can have more. And yeah, we're about halfway through Better Call Saul. And I was thinking about what it was that I liked about Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. And then it also reminded me of Mad Men, which, of course, I watched because you told me to. And finally, Elizabeth is always right. And finally, I took your advice and I loved it. And I realized that one of the things that I really love about all three shows is that they have a theme of excellence at work and love of work. Now, in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, a lot of that work is illegal.
Right.
But nevertheless, you see people who are just really, really good at their jobs and really are taking delight in their excellence, and other people around them are clearly respecting them. And there's a lot of just excellent work. And and there's also lots of upholders. All these shows have lots of upholders. So, of course, like you like to see your own tendency, I think.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking that there's always been a lot of television shows about the workplace because there's so much going on in the workplace and there's a lot of drama. But this really is about people being just good at their jobs. And to me, that's very satisfying.
Right. So often it's a workplace drama or comedy, but it's not necessarily about the work. For instance, Mary Tyler Moore comes to mind.
Yes.
Yes, that takes place at a news station, and we love all the characters that are at a news station, but it's not about the piece itself, right?
Right.
For the most part. Whereas in Breaking Bad, it really is about even the chemistry of what he's doing. And in Mad Men, we get to see actual ad campaigns.
Yes. And feel how brilliant they are ourselves to be like, I experience this as excellence.
Yes.
And in Better Call Saul, there's a lot of people just being like, wow, you're really good at your job, or this is really good, or like this person has really high standards, but you're meeting the mark. And like, that's really like, if this person thinks you're good, then you must just be the best. And I like that. I like seeing people just do something well. Again, even if you have a lot of time, totally against the law. But there's the satisfaction to it.
Well, Gretchen, I would mention on this subject a movie out right now called Air, starring Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, which is about how Air Jordans sort of came to be. It's really about work. Someone said it's a movie about meetings, which it is. And then I'm with you because I love listening to podcasts about how companies came to be and all of that. Anything about business interests me.
Yeah, that's so interesting. But here's a side note, Elizabeth, that I realized that is something I want to do better of in the future, which is, and Mad Men is the perfect example. So Mad Men had come and gone. It had been gone for, I don't know, 7 years, 10 years before you finally got me to watch it. And then, of course, I loved it. And then I wanted to talk to everybody about it. And I wanted to read all the blog posts about it. And like, oh, what about the fashion? And what about this and that? But I was completely out of step. And same thing with Better Call Saul and Mad Men and Breaking Bad. I was just, everybody else has like had their fun and moved on. And I'm experiencing this right now with Succession because, and White Lotus, because everybody's talking about them, but I'm not watching them because we're still watching Better Call Saul. And I can only handle like one big TV show at a time. And I really regret it because I know that I'm going to, when I finally like binge watch all of Succession, I'll be like, oh my gosh, all I want to do is talk about it. And people will be shaking their heads being over it because they've already talked about it. So I think in the future, if there is a big zeitgeisty show that I'm thinking that I will want to watch, I'm going to really make an effort to watch it at the same time.
As you did with Game of Thrones, yes.
Yes. No, and you and I had so much fun talking about it because we would watch it right when it aired and then talk about it. Whereas if you catch up later, it's just not the same. So I realized that. Oh, but you know what I figured out is why he named himself Saul Goodman. Saul Goodman.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, so that's like everybody else knew that 10 years ago.
But Gretch, so I'm going to set an intention for you, speaking of White Lotus, for you to be totally caught up on season one and two of White Lotus before season three, because there is going to be a season three, but not for a while. Many months.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, listen, because of Mad Men, you have total credibility in my eyes. Not that you didn't have it before, but now I'm like, don't wait so long.
Yeah.
Just do it. You know, it's like a lot of things. It's like I have this with novels too. It's just hard to get going, even though you know you're going to like it. It's hard to get yourself to start certain things. And certain things are easier to jump into than others. And it's completely unrelated to how much enjoyment you think you will ultimately get. They're just harder to step into that swimming pool. And so now I think you just have to say, okay, I'm just gonna do what Elizabeth says.
Good.
I've got the added complication that Jamie and I usually watch things together. And so then I'm kind of subject to his schedule and his whims. And he doesn't like to binge. Like once I start, I want to watch four episodes in a night and he won't let me. And it's a whole thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
All right, Gretchen, what is our quotation this week?
Okay, this comes from G.K. Chesterton, The Everlasting Man. There are two ways of getting home, and one of them is to stay there. The other is to walk round the whole world till we come back to the same place.
He always sums it up very nicely.
Yes. So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
Yes, I am feeling more happier, Gretchen. Thank you to Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram and TikTok at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm on Instagram at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Elizabeth, I was very appreciative of the fact that you let me do that clutter clearing. Like, I really was itching to get my hands on it. And so I know you weren't exactly in the mood to do it first thing in the morning, but thank you for letting me squeeze it in.
But it's such a favor to me. I mean, I'm the one who benefited. I guess we both benefited. You got to scratch your clutter clearing itch, and I got to reap the cleanness.
You definitely have more surface space on your desk. I will say that.
From the Onward Project.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.